Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root is on fire. I'm telling you that we have communists among us. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. My column that's going out. And by the way, today is proof of life. Today is Friday, the 17th of December. Christmas in a week and a day. Amazing. Oh, my gosh, how fast this is all gone. It was just like yesterday the football season started. September, and I was thinking my wedding is 2 months away, and Christmas is 3-4 months away, and it's here. I don't know where it all went. My wedding's in the rearview mirror, and Thanksgiving's long gone, and Christmas will be gone in a minute, and then it's time for New Year's. And then the battle begins, because I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be, I think, the biggest, most crucial year in the history of the United States of America, right up there with the Civil War and the American Revolution, and 9/11. Because I believe our country could be gone in the next year, or we could elect a massive landslide with Republicans in 2022, many of whom are fighting Trump warriors, and it could change everything. Or they're not even allowed there to be a vote. They won't even allow there to be an election. Everything will be done online because we're all hiding in our houses for a mild flu bug that dies instantly if you take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus antibiotic plus lots and lots of vitamins, especially vitamin C and D, and especially intravenous C. And they're going to make us all hide in our homes and close our businesses again. You can see it's coming. I called it in February of 2020. Go look at all my articles, my newspaper articles in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I predicted everything as it happened, and I predicted everything right. What to do and what not to do. I was right about everything. The only liberal thing I've ever said in my life, I said then. I said, if you lock down, and we shouldn't lock down, but if you lock down, if the world stops going out to buy stuff, you're going to have to bail out the businessmen with the biggest program since the Marshall Plan. We need a Marshall Plan for small business where no one's going to survive. And I was even right about that. That's the first. And I remember I had a guest on the show from the Heritage Foundation. He was like, we at the Heritage Foundation don't believe in bailouts and nobody should be bailed out. Well, you know what, Mr. Nerd? All these nerds from Washington, D.C., people's lives are on the line who built a restaurant for 20 years and make $800,000 a year and live in a mansion and drive nice cars. And suddenly they're going to lose everything and become a homeless bum because you decide their restaurant should be closed. If you're going to make a decision to close their restaurant, bar, or business, or retail store, then you owe them to pay for all the money they normally make. I'm sorry. You're on the hook. You want to close it? It's like, what do they say if you're in a store? You break it, you own it now? You break it, you own it. You break my business, you own my business. So for the first time ever, I was a little bit liberal that Trump was going to have to put together a $1 trillion bill and buy out everybody and give businessmen all the money in the world because you can't just close their businesses and ask them to starve to death. I was even right about that. And then I said again and again, there's nothing to be scared of. Millions are not going to die in the United States. Ludicrous. It's the flu. And we should worry about very old people, very sick people, very fat people. Everybody else gets to live and do whatever they want to do and go out. You want to party in a nightclub? You want to have sex? Have sex. The whole thing's ridiculous. Absurd. But here's my column coming out. A Democrat U.S. Senator is a communist. What's the GOP going to do about it? Guess what? This is coming out on Sunday, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate newspapers around the country. Guess what? There's no hiding it anymore. This is a communist takeover of the USA. I've been making this case 3 hours a day on my nationally syndicated radio show, arguing about it since the day Biden took over as president. Well, the proof is in. Nothing proves my case like the story of Democrat United States Senator Rick a United States senator thought it was fine and dandy to publicly cavort with the communist enemies of America. Should that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me. I believe many of our political, military, government, and media leaders are bribed and owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. Remember the story of General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Trump? Maybe it's Milley. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Trump. He admitted secretly calling Chinese military leaders and letting them know if President Trump decided to attack, he'd give them advance warning. Can you believe that? Isn't that the definition of treason? Shouldn't this general have been arrested, put into shackles and leg irons, flown to Guantanamo, and put on trial for treason? If convicted, shouldn't Milley or Milley be serving life in prison for treason against his country? Instead, the GOP said virtually nothing, and remarkably, this traitor is still sitting as America's highest-ranking general. Insanity. Now, U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, just did something equally treasonous, except he didn't even try and hide it. Senator Blumenthal openly attended a Communist Party event. And Senator Blumenthal wasn't merely attending, he was the star of the evening. He was the main speaker on the stage and handed out awards to communists. Am I missing something? Is communism not the enemy of the United States of America? Isn't the goal of communism to destroy America? Isn't communism dedicated to destroying freedom? Don't communists believe in violence, murder, torture, starvation, imprisonment, censorship, banning, book burning, propaganda, and brainwashing of their citizens? Don't communists want to make us all serfs and slaves to a communist dictator who decides who deserves to live and die? Have we not learned from history? Communists murdered just under 100 million innocent human beings in the 20th century. How many millions more starved to death? How many hundreds of millions were arrested, tortured, sent to prison camps, did hard labor, had their homes, businesses, and assets stolen by communist governments? Yet now we have a Democrat United States senator who thinks it's okay to publicly celebrate communism. Is he celebrating mass murder and starvation of the citizens? Does he want to send conservatives to hard labor camps? Is that what he wants for America? He must. He was there to celebrate how great communism is. It was the 102nd, it was a celebration of the 102nd anniversary of the Communist Party of Connecticut. Let me ask you a question. If America was invaded tomorrow by a communist army, like, say, China, wouldn't we fight to the death to defend our homeland from the communist invaders? Or would we welcome them with open arms? If the answer is, of course, we'd kill any communist invaders trying to destroy America, why would we allow U.S. senators to sit in our Senate chamber while endorsing this same communist agenda to destroy America from within? Blumenthal is a traitor. But wait, I have one more crucial question. Didn't Democrats claim Trump was a secret KKK white supremacist? Can you imagine if Trump had publicly attended a KKK meeting? What if it was a celebration of the history of the KKK in America? Why is that different than Blumenthal attending a celebration of communism? What if Trump had not just attended the KKK meeting, but like Blumenthal, actually spoke from the stage and handed out awards to the best KKK members? That's exactly what Blumenthal did. He laid down with the sworn enemies of America, capitalism, and freedom, openly. Why hasn't the GOP leadership in Congress demand Blumenthal, A, be stripped of all his committees, B, resign immediately, C, start proceedings to expel Senator Blumenthal from the Senate, and or D, demand his indictment for treason? Because if the shoe was on the other foot, and Trump or any Republican senator spoke at a KKK event, their career would be over. They'd be tarred and feathered by the media, chased from D.C. on a third rail, branded as traitors and domestic terrorists, and I'm betting, soon after, indicted by the Democrat-owned DOJ for treason. Does the GOP have any balls? Does the GOP have a pulse? Or is it a party of go-along-to-get-along cowards? We're all waiting and watching. Because if the GOP does nothing and says nothing about this tragic, treasonous story, If we can't or won't use this story to paint Democrats as the communists they are, then we have no chance to stop this communist takeover of America. Then we've already lost the battle for the soul of America. That's my column, my commentary that's coming out in newspapers around the country on Sunday. I'm sure very few papers will pick this one up because everyone's scared of the word communist. That's my whole message to the Republicans. You know, I'm not preaching civil war yet. I'm not preaching revolution yet, although I know both are probably coming, but I'm not the one who's going to preach something that involves violence. I'm going to preach civil disobedience, and I'm going to preach it's time to call Democrats what they are, communists and Marxists. That's what they are. And that makes them the enemy of America, and that makes them domestic terrorists. And anybody who cavorts with domestic terrorists needs to be arrested and indicted and put on trial. That's what makes America great. I don't torture you or hang you with secret state police in the middle of the night. You get a trial. You get a lawyer. You get a defense team. And you could very well be found innocent and get away with it. But that's what makes America great. But the other thing that makes America great is we're a democracy, we're a republic, we're capitalist. You're free to make a lot of money in America. The government doesn't tell you what to do. The government doesn't control your business. The government doesn't control your life. The government doesn't choose who lives and dies. Government doesn't choose who gets health care and who doesn't, as it does in a communist country. Go speak to the people of Cuba about what Fidel Castro did to them. Go speak to the people of Venezuela about what happened to them. Hugo Chavez. I forget the guy's name who came after Hugo Chavez, who's the president now of Venezuela. Maduro. Nicolas Maduro. He's as vicious as Hugo Chavez. They're all murderers. They're absolute cold murderers. Terrible people. Communism and socialism and Marxism mean the people will be murdered who disagree, or they'll be thrown in prison and re-education camp. If a senator believes in that, time to send him to Guantanamo.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarufa.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Certain things in life are truly unbelievable, unimaginable. And you can see them coming. First of all, it's very clear that the vaccinated are spreading COVID, and the vaccinated are dying from the COVID vaccine, and the vaccinated are dying from COVID after getting the COVID vaccine because it weakens your immune system, and they're dropping like crazy, and everyone's a witness. I've been talking about this for months and months and months on the show, and it's happening. You can see in the facts that it's happening, and yet you know that we, the unvaccinated, are being set up to take the fall. You know, the CDC is predicting 15,000 a week are going to die starting around Christmas from the new kind of COVID, Omicron. First of all, as far as I know, okay, and I'm not a doctor or scientist, so I won't swear to you that new Omicron will automatically be mild and the CDC is wrong. I don't know how many are going to die. My guess is because South Africa is saying that Omicron is spreading to everyone there very quickly. It's highly contagious, but no one's dying, and hospital rates are dropping dramatically and deaths dropping dramatically. So why would we have so many dead in America? And the answer is they don't give them the vaccines in South Africa or the rest of Africa. They all take hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin over the counter. Same thing in Mexico. I have so many fans who keep emailing me saying, Wayne, if you need ivermectin, all you have to do is walk across the border to Mexico and you buy it at any drugstore for $18. That's why Mexico doesn't have this horrible problem with COVID that we do. Our country has more death. Everyone's got COVID because everybody gets the flu. There's lots of flu in Mexico, therefore lots of COVID in Mexico. But there isn't as much death as America. There isn't as much hospitalization as America because they all know to go over the counter and just get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. It's that simple. But it's just unimaginable. If 15,000 a week start to die, as the CDC claims, through Christmas, then you know they're going to lock the country down. And that's what I predicted from day one, was part of their plan to destroy capitalism. They tried to do it the first time, but Trump was president, and he wouldn't let them lock the whole country automatically. He said each state can decide what they want to do. And most states locked down, but most for, you know, the blue states locked down for long periods of time and killed every business in their state. But the red states didn't. They opened back up quickly, or in a couple cases never closed. South Dakota never closed. Just barely Florida closed, just for a very short time. And then Florida reopened everything quickly. And Texas, same thing. And so, for the most part, the red states remained intact, but the blue states killed all their businesses, killed capitalism. But if you did it again, and this time with Biden as president, he'll try and declare a national lockdown. And, of course, we got to take that to the Supreme Court. But I don't trust anything the Supreme Court does. You can't trust them as far as you can spit at them. You can't trust John Roberts. John Roberts is probably 70% conservative votes. But on all the key issues that count, the ones that change America forever, he votes liberal because I believe he's blackmailed. I believe they got him. They know he did something wrong. They listen to every phone call. They watch every email. They watch every text. They listen to every tweet. They know everything you do. And so, of course, they're focusing on a Supreme Court justice because he's the difference between, you know, liberals or conservatives controlling this country. So he has been, in my opinion, blackmailed from the first day that he voted for Obamacare after changing his vote, after first voting against Obamacare and killing it. He changed his mind, had them stop the printing of the decision, and then wrote a different majority decision and asked them to reprint again, throw all the others in the garbage, and print the new decision. Whoever heard of something like that? This guy, they got to him, and every time there's an important issue, they get to him. Once or twice a year, he votes with the liberals on issues that will destroy us and destroy America for the rest of all time. And on all the rest, he's allowed to kind of vote any way he wants. That's usually conservative. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, Justice John Roberts is blackmailed. And so they know what they can get away with or not. So I don't know if even the Supreme Court will stop a lockdown. But I know that a president of the United States has no right in a states' rights country, 10th Amendment, no right at all to demand the whole nation be locked down. But it doesn't matter. I'm in a blue state, Nevada, right? It's a red state, but it's corrupt, and it's run by blue state governor and blue state legislature because they cheat and they lie and they steal and they rig elections. So Nevada will shut down. The Vegas Strip will shut down. And our businesses will all be damaged or destroyed again, second time in 2 years, and nobody will recover. And that's what's coming. I called it. I knew it. And they're going to try and blame the unvaccinated when in reality it's all the vaccinated. That's who's sick. They just call them unvaccinated. If they've only got their shot a month ago, they're considered unvaccinated, even though they're dying from the shot. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. They use military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices, your data, your internet privacy, where you go, your history on the internet, all protected and secure anywhere in the world. Contact them, patriotvpn.com, patriotvpn.com. They have plans starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR for Wayne on the Root and get 3 months free. patriotvpn.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming minors for convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein to abuse, won't testify. Maxwell saying there's no reason for her to take the stand. She explains that's because the government hasn't proven their case against her. The NFL is postponing games as teams deal with a rising number of COVID cases. The Las Vegas Raiders-Cleveland Browns game is moving from tomorrow to Monday. The Washington football team, Philadelphia Eagles game, and the Seattle Seahawks-Los Angeles Rams game will both be played on Tuesday. This comes as the NBA and NHL are also dealing with postponements due to coronavirus outbreaks among teams. This as the Biden administration is continuing to remind folks to get their vaccines and boosters. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. From Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, I taught you all that there are these great websites like Gateway Pundit and Breitbart and Liberty, Daily Liberty, Liberty Daily. Is it Liberty Daily? And then there's and Zero Hedge. And then Drudge Report, I taught you, has become super liberal. It's ending. We're locking down again. Britain is locking down for Christmas. The cover of the Sun in Britain is it's beginning to look a lock like Christmas. A lock, L-O-C-K. And then it says, wave warning, panic returns, New York cases hit new pandemic high, UK rocked. It's the most incredible, scary, you know what, you've ever seen in your life. And it's because liberals want to scare you to death over what? The flu? A milder flu? This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. If you like the things I say, you're going to love my video podcast, which is up right now at RootForAmerica.com. Every Friday, I do my best of weekend podcast. I call it America's Top 10, like Casey Kasem, America's Top 40-bit music hits. I do America's Top 10 stories that every conservative needs to know, usually shocking, controversial stories. And I do it on audio, and I do it on video. The video's up now at RootForAmerica.com, and the audio will be up, Chris, what, a couple hours or the minute the show's over? When's the audio go up? 1 minute after the show's over, you can find the audio, my daily audio podcast, available for download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Spreaker. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root is called. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. But the video one is called America's Top 10. And I'm very proud of today's. I think it's the best one I've ever done. All right, we've got a guest here, Dr. James Driscoll. He's a PhD, author of a new book, The Devil and Dr. Fauci. First of all, Dr. James Driscoll, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne.
And before we get to my book, I want to know what you think about what I opened this segment with, that the cover of the Drudge Report is like, death, death, we're all going to die. We're locking down for Christmas. The world's going to shut down. The pandemic is back. We're all dead. I mean, when you hear this stuff, what do you think?
I think a kind of mass mania has swept the globe. It's just that the responses to this virus have been unbelievably irrational. And it's really disconcerting because the virus is a small thing. If we behave this badly, if we should actually have a really serious threat.
Dr. James, do me one favor. Just back off the mic just a little bit because you're popping your peas into the phone because you're probably speaking a little too close. Just want to make sure. Just sit back a little bit, okay?
Is that better?
The peas are still popping, but, you know, sometimes cell phones do that. We'll make it work. That's good enough. But you're a psychologist, basically. I mean, you've got a PhD, so you understand psychology is what I'm trying to say. Isn't this mass hysteria inducement? They're trying to make the entire world buckle under to government control and get a vaccine and wear a mask all day because they're trying to scare you into doing it.
That's true. And the strange thing is that I was an AIDS activist for a long time, leading Republican AIDS activist. And during that epidemic, we looked at vaccines. We tried to get a vaccine. We still haven't gotten an AIDS vaccine. That was what Fauci wanted above all. But we also worked for treatments. And when Fauci and FDA delayed the treatments, we demonstrated in front of FDA, in front of the courthouses, various places, and so on. We raised hell, and they got the treatments through and done. And that's been saving lives by the probably hundreds of thousands globally per year, every year since 1996. One of the really astounding things about this epidemic is that a total focus on vaccines almost no interest on developing treatments, and yet there are treatments there.
By the way, Doc, you would know this, but I wrote a column a couple of weeks ago, and it went viral all over the United States, and a lot of people were commenting on it. And it was, I got COVID, and I beat it in 48 hours with ivermectin. I wrote that column. You know, I just got married a month ago, and a few weeks before the wedding, I got COVID. It could have canceled my whole wedding. But I beat it in 48 hours, and I turned it into a mild cold. It was nothing. You know, the minute I felt bad symptoms, I took ivermectin, and it was gone. So why would the government discourage people, or worse, ban people, or slander ivermectin? What would be their motive to do that?
Well, the motive, I think, is probably that they want to develop vaccines, and that the vaccines held great profit for them, and this is where Fauci wanted to take his research. Now, they may have worse motives beyond that, conspiratorial things about, expanding control of the entire population. I'm not sure how much I credit that, but I do know that they made a great deal of money. For example,
right,
the market cap of Moderna went from $8 billion to $180 billion.
Wow.
Pfizer, there were something like 30 new billionaires that have been produced by these vaccines.
Wow. You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes you say things. I don't mean you. I mean me, anybody. But I mean, I say things, and I don't know if there's any way to ever prove it. But if only I could get them sitting down with a lie detector test and ask them if they are injecting with the vaccine their children. I'd love to know, with all the big shot billionaires that have been created at Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and AstraZeneca, if they're giving the vaccines to their children, and if they took the vaccines, and if they let their mothers and fathers take it, and their brothers and sisters. I'd love to ask the same question of every member of Congress and every member of the U.S. Senate. You know, just because they're demanding we take it, I'll bet they're not taking it, allowing their children to take it. They're whispering, no, 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 that's for the little people. It's really very strange. I don't believe these people are taking the vaccine. I certainly don't think they're letting their kids take the vaccine. I mean, you do agree, Dr. Driscoll, that's the most obvious danger. Even if you like the vaccines, nobody should let a child take this vaccine. There's no reason in the world.
No, no. There's no justification for anyone probably under 30 taking the vaccine, unless they're obese or diabetes or one of those conditions. And while we don't know what those executives are doing personally, we do know that people who work for the companies and people who work in hospitals and in the medical sphere and so on are as resistant to taking the vaccine as the rest of the population. But they are in a better position to know the dangers of the vaccine.
Right, right. And there are lots of dangers, and we can see it in the VAERS report. I don't need to tell you anything, make up anything. I don't have to imagine anything. I mean, the VAERS report lays out a lot of people have died, a lot of people have been injured by the vaccines, and even if not everyone on that list turns out to be correct, it's still more than all the vaccines in the history of America combined. Something is wrong. It's not good for you. Not everybody should be taking this vaccine. As the mildest thing I could say, not everybody should take it. I personally think it's crazy to take it at this point. You don't know what it's going to do to you a year down the line or 2 years down the line. We know ivermectin works. We know hydroxychloroquine works. We know vitamin D works to reduce deaths by dramatic numbers. I think it's 80% less death in places where people have high levels of vitamin D. Explain, Dr. James Driscoll, who has a new book out. You're the author of The Devil and Dr. Fauci. Explain the drug testing and licensing of all, you know, in general drugs, and how it differs from what they did with this specific vaccine.
Well, it's not that different because, generally speaking, it's slow, although they speeded this vaccine up. And it was a decision was made early on the part of Trump, I presume, to turn this over to Fauci, FDA, and so on.
CDC.
It would take 3 years to develop the vaccine. Trump rushed it. He rushed Regeneron, which was a good thing. What he should have done is really exercise his executive power and put together a kind of Manhattan Project to test everything out there, all the things that the drug companies have in their catalog, ivermectin and so on, not put it in the hands of Fauci and the FDA,
right,
but found the best scientists, people like those who signed the Great Barrington Declaration, like Dr. Bhattachary and Koldorf and so on, and had them run all the trials on all these different approaches that we have for defeating the virus. Instead, it was essentially turned over to Fauci, Burks, Redfield, and the FDA.
And they're all tied in with the big pharma. And, you know, I've never been against big pharma, but in this one case, this was about greed. They all wanted to get rich, and they said, let everything else be damned. We're going to make billions of dollars. Hey, Dr. James Driscoll, we got to run. Author of the new book, The Devil and Dr. Fauci. The Devil and Dr. Fauci, Dr. James Driscoll, Ph.D. Dr. Driscoll, Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Wayne, and Merry Christmas.
All right, Wayne on the route. We get back. So much more to tell you. By the way, the famous CDC today out with the fact that you should be careful and not take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Does that give you a lot of confidence about all the others? What a joke. Hi, I'm Wayne on the route for Patriot VPI. I'm Wayne on the route. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
America's founders knew
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, is with you. Quite a few emails and texts from friends and fans who listen to the show who are all telling me that it's pretty easy to expel a United States senator as opposed to the impeachment of a United States president. Impeachment, obviously, is a very hard thing to do, but the Senate has the power to expel a member, and expelling a U.S. senator is easier than impeaching a president. So just something to note when you talk about a Blumenthal, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Although, you know, look, I know when I write these things, it's never going to happen. Never. As a matter of fact, the way to expel a senator is you need two-thirds of the votes of the U.S. Senate. Well, you can't get them when Democrats are all a bunch of communists and they control, 50 out of the 100 votes of the U.S. Senate. So you're never going to expel Blumenthal. And Republicans are ballless. They're a bunch of yellow-livered cowards and a bunch of lilies and pussy cats, and they're never going to do it. I just write these things to tell you how I feel and how I think you feel and to embarrass the Republicans into maybe doing something, but they're just milquetoast losers. You know, it's just like with General, is it Milley? I think it was pronounced Milley or Miley, I don't know. General Miley, and sure it's Miley, not Milley, General Miley is what I'm hearing. General Miley. Like five Republicans spoke out in the entire Congress, and they all said that he should resign. Not one of them said he should be Guantanamo and put on trial for treason. The man went behind the president's back and went to China and spoke to his counterpart, the Chinese military, and told him, basically, I'm on your team. And if this crazy man Trump tries to bomb you, I'll give you advance notice. If that isn't treason to the United States of America, I don't know what is. He shouldn't have just been asked to resign. That's a milquetoast thing. But the Republican about it. I never seen people like this. Why couldn't you say he's a traitor? What he did is disgusting. He's Benedict Arnold. And by the way, I've studied history and I've mentioned this on the show. I like Benedict Arnold. Up until one stupid act at the very end of his career, he was the greatest fighting general of the entire American Revolution. And he was the reason we got that far and survived in a 7-year war with the British. Outmanned, outgunned, out out-soldiered was really all of his underdog victories. He was the greatest Benjamin Arnold ever. And he grew bitter that people did not reward him for how great he did, and eventually married a beautiful British girl whose family had sympathies with the Brits, and they convinced him to turn on the United States, and he made the one bad decision of his life, and it ruined his name forever. If he doesn't do that, there are statues all across America for General Benedict Arnold, the greatest fighting general in America's history. And instead, he's completely ruined, and he goes down in history as being a horrible guy. So I say that about General Miley, or Milley, or whatever the hell his name is, knowing that I actually like Benedict Arnold. You, sir, are not Benedict Arnold. I knew Benedict Arnold, and you're no Benedict Arnold. He was not a traitor till the end. You're just one big traitor owned by the Chinese communists. That's what you are. General Miley is a traitor communist. And so is Blumenthal. And these people should be run out of town. And instead, they won't keep their jobs. And I thought the most important point I made in the entire commentary, which if you didn't hear it in the first hour, I'm going to read it to begin hour number two as well. And I'm telling you, the important point is that if Trump had done something like that, if Trump had done something like that, as in spoken at a KKK or some sort of event that appeared to be a white supremacist event and handed out awards to the best KKK members in the room, that would be the end of his career. It would be a media firestorm. It would be a country firestorm. And the people would demand he leave office, and that would be the end of Trump. And you're letting a senator get away with this? And all my people in Connecticut, I've got almost as many fans in Connecticut as Las Vegas. You know, I've got a real East Coast flagship in Connecticut, WJGF and all their sister stations, running up and down the 95 and all the way into Suffolk and Nassau County, New York, on Long Island. If you're in Connecticut and you're listening right now, you got to run this guy out of town. He is a communist. That's not a minor thing to call somebody. A U.S. senator can't be a communist. That's an enemy of the American people. If I have this wrong, then I guess I don't understand America anymore. How could a communist not be an enemy of America? How are you not a traitor if you're a communist? How is that possible when communism stands for the end of America, the destruction of America, the end of democracy, the end of freedom, the end of capitalism? If you stand for that, you're not an American. You can't be a U.S. senator. He's a communist traitor, Blumenthal. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Keep the music low. There we go. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, zinc sulfate, reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. The guy is a genius. The guy is out to save people's lives. He's a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And now he's developed Z-Stack, which is all natural. It is vitamins, no drugs. One capsule gives you vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, the all-important four, the big four. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system, maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. Just go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Right at the top, you'll see Z-Stack. Rootforamerica.com. Get your Z-Stack.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.